entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes, welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk, that's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears, and the place to be. Home of such shows as Best in Show Radio, Truth Time Theater, Bug Zapper Radio, I Apologize, and this fine program, the DJ New Style Show. My name is Ken. With me as always, ladies and gentlemen, your friend and mine, a guy named Steve. Steve, how you doing tonight, buddy? What's the good fucking word?
Shopping sucks now, anywhere.
Well, can't stand it. It's that time. It's that time of the year.
Can't stand it.
It's the time of the year where you have to struggle if you want to purchase something, like just a necessity that you normally purchase. You need to get anywhere. You need to work without
hearing. Yeah, driving also sucks.
You need to work without hearing fucking the same six songs. I mean, I feel for people that work retail around this time of year. I did it in high school. I worked at a place and I was driven mad by hearing fucking not even the good fucking songs, the ones that people enjoy singing, the ones that you'll hum to yourself. No, it was a fucking O Tannenbaum.
Christmas Tree? O Tannenbaum?
No, but the German one.
Well, that's better. That's better than O Christmas
Tree. O Tannenbaum, du kannst mir sehr gefallen. Go fuck yourself.
Sounds so much better.
I don't give a shit. I was at a place where I was selling fucking Christmas trees.
Oof.
Where I worked with stoners who took naps in the Douglas fir bin. It was a fucking nightmare. So I feel for you if you're working retail this time of year, but it's a fucking nightmare wherever you work.
Something worse than the music, though.
What could possibly be worse?
There is something that is
than 3 months of four songs.
Nope, there's something way worse.
What?
It's the goddamn bell ringers for the Salvation Army.
Yeah, but you know what? We talk about that shit every year, and I never have that experience. And your story horrifies me.
It's
no end that I'm glad I don't encounter them.
I'm going to hide a recording somewhere in your house of just someone ringing a bell that you'll never find. And you will go absolutely bonkers. It's the most annoying thing.
Of course it is. It's fucking metal clattering incessantly. Yeah, that's a noise that would drive an animal to become tame. It would drive a human to murder. It would make you do things that are against your fucking instincts. That is a fucking horrendous noise, and it happens here because they want to get your attention. They want you to empty your fucking pockets. They want you to flip your pockets and give them their fucking boku juices. That's what they want you to do. Give me the baku. By the way, rest in peace, Awful Hour. As an aside. To the point, I periodically check the stats on the downloads from Hear Us Talk, and for some reason, the last month has been a fucking huge month for episode 2 of The Awful Hour. It's been like thousands of downloads, and you may think, oh, it's probably just a bot just hitting it.
No,
and then I did the math, and each visit is like 95% of the entire file on average.
Yeah, so that's
thousands of times this fucking second episode of The Awful Hour has been downloaded. Just really fucking.
I'm gonna have to listen to it now.
Really insane. I think
go back and listen.
Maybe it was like mandated by some branch of the Chinese government that you had to listen to it. I don't know.
It's the NSA.
Because I think like periodically you look at your traffic logs and like, oh wow, the Chinese are getting a hold of what we're doing. They love it. I think it's really just that somebody may have fucking just hit a URL randomizer, just decided to inflict the public on that one item, that one thing. Either that, or Tony and Veal Chop are just huge in Asia. I don't know.
Could be.
But yeah, it's that time, Steve. You can't shop for shit. But I don't need that because I don't fucking go to the mall to do Christmas shopping. I just don't fucking do it.
I don't think I've ever gone to the mall for that. Unless when I worked there, I might have. But
I don't go to brick and mortar stores, as they say. I don't go to brick and mortar establishments to peruse Black Friday deals. I stick to the Amazons. I go to Amazon, heroestalk.com/Amazon. You know, you click over from our site, go there, buy whatever the people were looking for, and, you know, you get your thing and we get a small cut. But really, who the fuck is still going to stores?
I don't know.
Amanda,
people who don't use computers.
Amanda has been a fan of, like, Black Friday for years. Like, she would love to just eat her turkey dinner, get a couple of fucking hours nap, and then go put a fucking winter coat on and stand in line in front of a fucking store she doesn't even want anything from. It's not like the camaraderie with the people that are also in line, because she hates people, which is part of the reason why I love the shit out of this woman. She hates people.
Well, at least you have something in common.
And she hates the cold. It's two of the things she hates most she has to endure to purchase a cheap Zuzu pet. Or whatever the fuck is on sale. I don't even know. It's always some shit that they just need to get rid of.
Yep.
I can't fucking... I don't understand. I went a couple of times, and there's the big moment when they open the doors, and I've never experienced that thing that they always show on the news where a Walmart's front entrance is just a chock full of minorities.
And you see the glass walls giving a little bit.
They structurally changed the building with their fervor and desire for last year's flat screen TVs.
Right.
They fucking dent the front of a building. Two people die. One person gets just trampled to the emergency room.
Black Friday death count. Since 2006, 4 people dead, 64 injured.
Jesus Christmas Christ.
Yeah, blackfridaydeathcount.com. You can check that out yourself. It probably will go up this year.
I don't know. Is there even a gift that people are looking for? Like, is
PlayStation 4, Xbox One?
But those are never part of the Black Friday deal. They can't be. Because
they're brand new.
There's
only a 2% markup that you can even do when you buy them from a distributor. So
I mean, at this point, it's like, hey, we have one, so line up. That's what they could do. We have a couple
discount.
Of them left. No discount. You get to purchase it. That's the fucking thing. Like when Amanda wanted her Wii, and we waited in line in fucking South Jersey, bitter cold, and. I was so delirious with cold, I didn't realize that I was in line behind fucking Mitch Wild Thing Williams from the fucking Phillies. Just fucking left. He just gave up. I don't know. You know what? If you blew a World Series for your team, you'd probably have to wait in line for a Wii too.
Yeah.
But
I didn't.
What did you? Oh, well, you worked at a store.
I was working at the store. That was the last.
Yeah, you were receiving a PO of like 6 of them, yep. And then you just, you know, crossed out 6 and wrote 5. Just put one in the back.
Yep.
Wrote
no,
Steve
I
on
put
it.
3. I had relatives to look after.
Jesus Christ! And is that business still flourishing, Steve?
What business?
Exactly.
I was there from the beginning to the end. That business was gone when I left.
Oh shit. Fucking, you were like the violinist on the Titanic. You were Frege's.
I went down with that ship.
Did you look at his fro and say it was a pleasure selling games with you?
Yeah,
as he fucking padlocked the door. Oh, GameStationStore.com. What an amazing place that used to be.
We had a great run.
I loved the emails I would get of your dopey ass putting fucking Webkinz on a shelf.
That shit was creepy, man. That was some
Jay Kling. That was our friend Jay Kling.
Oh, Jay Kling? All right, it's a little less creepy because I thought it was like some...
The email subject was possible LARPer sighting. So I click on it, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, oh shit, that's Steve, and that's Steve at his job. My God, this is a definite LARPer sighting, but I can't let him know this.
No, I didn't know until well after all those emails.
I would plug the GameStation store site because Frege was hosting our fucking episodes. So I figured that would be a solid, you know, if anybody happened to be in the area or could order online.
Of course, Frege had two webcams.
He had that fucking webcam streaming wherever the fuck he is. And one of them caught you with like a camo fucking hat on or something. I don't know what the fuck it was.
I've never owned a camo hat.
I don't know what it was, Steve. I don't remember. It was a horrendous thing. Absolutely terrible. But what were you trying to buy that you realized that it's now the shitty part of the year?
A loaf of bread?
Or? Jesus Christ.
I made soup yesterday, and I'm like, well, I don't
know. That is the hot Black Friday item in fucking Belarus.
Right?
Every Friday. It's like, we have one pumpernickel loaf. Please form one line.
But I got my loaf of bread. I was very impressed. There was one left, and there was only one left.
Jesus.
The one I wanted. I'm like, oh, it was behind everything. I'm like,
okay. Well, now, I think if you did that recently, that's a combination of the time of year and the fucking storm scare.
Well, that's always a problem. This was today. This is like 5 hours ago.
The minute the guy in front of the weather map on TV in between commercials looks alarmed, people just decide, we need milk! Need fucking milk and we need it now!
Bread, milk, batteries, and candles. Let's
go. All the shit that's not going to last when we lose power. Let's get it. I need fucking queso dip. I need milk. I need fucking fresh salmon. Let's get it.
Yeah, fresh salmon.
Just put it on the table. So it's not going to matter. The house is going to be as cold as it needs to be to keep it fresh.
Yeah, in New Jersey now, everybody's, whenever there's a storm warning, people get, like, overly more than you know, the 3 years ago when we had storms that knocked out our power for months.
Yeah.
Everybody is really, like, it's 200% now. It's not like it used to be.
I don't like when somebody wants to have, like a war story moment with me from fucking the
Sandy.
Storm. And like, if they're from where I'm from. Because, like, my house is still here. Like, oh, wasn't that terrible last time? Like, you just didn't get to fucking play Xbox for 6 months. Your house is still there. You weren't devastated. You were fucking inconvenienced. So you can't just fucking, you can't have a war story if you weren't in the fucking war.
Right.
So I don't like when people try to, like, bond over that.
Well, we're in North Jersey.
It feels very fucking
shitty. North Jersey wasn't hit like South Jersey.
Oh, my basement sure was sopping a little bit in certain parts of the basement. In certain parts of the carpet was a little damp.
No.
Yeah, look out. Terrible.
Sorry you had a rough it, guy.
I know. And could you believe we didn't have power for several days? Yeah. But keep in mind, when it was happening, I had no fucking idea when we would get power back, and it really did seem like the end times.
But you were out for one of the longest, I'd say, for people in the North. You were out for 2 months, weren't you?
Yeah, I had to dress up like the thieves in Coming to America with like that stole all the jackets. they had 13 jackets on. They're running down the streets.
An inner layer of plastic bags.
Thieves! Yeah, no, that was me. I had every coat I had on. Like, what? It's my house. I'm going to live here. I pay for it. I'm going to live here. Stupid. Really fucking dumb. But that's not what we're here to talk about, Steve. We're not talking. We are, in fact, stronger than the storm, as the commercial hints.
Christ.
Oh, Christ on a fucking cross.
Cracker.
Cracker, cross, crutch. Any CR word will do when you're taking the Lord's name in vain.
Crucifix. I think crucifix is probably
something
the
has
most
you,
accurate one.
You were talking to me about something that that had you particularly upset regarding a very popular TV show, Steve.
Yeah.
why don't you go ahead and tell me more? Because I shut you up because I wanted to talk about this a little bit. You mentioned what it was, and I didn't want you to go any further. Why don't you go ahead and get into that now, please?
Brian Griffin, family dog of the Family Guy, dead at age 42 in dog years.
Wow.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
Didn't watch it. I haven't seen an episode of a complete episode of Family Guy in a very, very long time.
I watched the death video. I was like, all right.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. How did they take him out? I mean, at this point, it's old, ancient fucking, like, the news that we're uncovering, we had to blow Egyptian sand off of a rock and then move it and then open the chest that was underneath that fucking tomb. It's that old. But
the sarcophagus had to get opened.
We had to, but don't look at it. What happened? How did they take him out?
It was actually very non-eventful. There was no lead up to it. He's basically playing. I think he was playing street hockey with Stewie, and Stewie went to get something, and he gets run over by a car in the middle of the street.
Oh, shit!
And then dies.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right, that's a.
Do you feel anything? Did you feel anything when you found that out?
No, not at all, because I fucking hate Family Guy, and I don't care at all.
I think it's an all right show. I couldn't give a fuck.
Yeah, like, you know what? I take that back. I don't hate Family Guy. I can't follow Family Guy, and I don't understand why there's such a huge following behind it. I don't
because they
it.
Have edgy like, flashbacks. That's all it is.
There's flashbacks.
I'd like to see somebody, and they probably did this. I'd like to see somebody edit out all of the reference scenes and just have the plot play out. And just see the plot. 30
seconds long.
It would be. It's like, oh, that's like that time when I fed Garfield that rotten lasagna. I don't know. Yeah. Like, what? No, it's not like that time. You just want to fucking show Garfield eating a rotten lasagna.
Exactly. Which is exactly why I can't really get into that show.
Yeah.
I mean, some of those bits, self-contained, yes, they're funny, without any kind of reference to the show. But take the show as a 30-minute show.
Yeah, it's a big hat. It's funny.
Yeah, you can't watch. I think it's unwatchable.
Turd Ferguson. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not into it. And I wouldn't be heartbroken if I found out that a character that had been on a TV show was killed off. Like Family Guy's been around for what, 10 years at this point?
Seven, I think.
Well, 7 seasons, right? But I think it was.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Look, I don't fucking know. I don't care. I thought it was late '90s. I don't even know at this point.
Yeah, I don't know.
But still, I think they've been around long enough where you had enough fucking Brian, right? You had enough. It's okay.
I think everybody's had enough of every character on the show.
I don't think I would be upset if they killed Bart Simpson off on the fucking.
Supposedly
Simpsons.
They are killing someone off on The Simpsons, and I didn't even know this. They killed off the neighbor.
They killed
Maude Flanders.
Oh shit! Yeah, they killed her off years ago.
See, yeah. I just learned that reading about Brian getting killed off.
But like, what did you ever? She was always just a plot device and the object of Homer's jealousy.
I guess so.
I don't like,
but supposedly next year the Simpsons are killing off the main character.
Well, they made Mrs. Krabappel retire because the voice actress died.
That's understandable. I mean, I can understand that, and that's a good homage.
I think so too.
Voice actors. I think that's a good thing to do instead of bringing somebody else in to do the voice or whatever.
Instead of brutally murdering the character,
right?
Like Chef.
Yeah. Well, that was for completely different reasons, and I salute South Park for doing that.
Mm-hmm. I think like all of his shit was just from that one episode. It was just from previous episodes, right? They just dubbed in the children.
that was the last one after he had left, I think.
Shit. Yeah, I couldn't possibly give a fuck if they killed off any of the Simpsons. I wouldn't care. Any of the Family Guy characters, I wouldn't give a shit. But apparently Facebook is in revolt. People are upset. They're deeply hurt by this. They need more of their little fucking dog.
Everyone's saying it's sad.
It's so sad. It's not. It's a fact of fucking life. That's all it is. Dogs get killed. And it sucks in real life, but when it's a goddamn cartoon and the dog studied poetry at some fucking college and wants to fuck its owner's wife, it doesn't fucking matter. There should be no real connection to it. Maybe I'm just overstepping my bounds here. I mean, have you seen anybody particularly upset that this happened on Facebook?
Yeah. my one friend, he happens to be a chiropractor.
Ah, oh, for Christ's sakes, just unfriend the fucking guy. I'm tired of hearing about him.
He was the first fucking one. Shitty ways.
I hate that
guy. It's so sad. You never even met him.
I fucking hate him just from you talking about
him. It's so sad. I actually teared up. I'm like, no.
Why are you friends with this guy?
I didn't even respond. You know, like, I could have just berated him. And I'm like, you know what? If this is going to take too much of my energy to even get into it with this person, I'm just going to ignore it.
Yeah.
I'll mention it on the show because I think anybody that listens to the show that might like Family Guy might get a little angry with us, but that's fine.
Yeah, well, fuck it. I'm done talking about it. The dog is dead. Move on. They replaced him already, right?
Yeah, they got Paulie Walnuts' dog coming in.
That's incredible.
That is so much fucking better than
anything that could have ever happened.
You know what? I might go watch Family Guy now.
This
dog. Hey!
Easily greatest of all time character, Paulie Walnuts.
Also, speaking of which, Paulie Walnuts did a signing at Game Station.
Oh, so you met him? Did you take a fucking...
Oh, I didn't even go that day. I'm like, oh, it's not Gandolfini. I'm not going.
Are you fucking kidding me? Paulie Walnuts was the shit. He was the fucking... He could just shape his face into a certain way to make you know that you shouldn't have done that. Or you should fucking just stop talking. He was the absolute fucking best. And my favorite scene is when the psychic sees people that he's killed. And he just decides to get up and throw his fucking folding chair across the guy's goddamn dining room and yell, "Fucking quiz!"
I think we've played that multiple times.
We definitely have. No disrespect to people that are of a certain orientation. It's just that Paulie Walnuts...
It was all in the delivery.
He was upset. Not necessarily with people that are homosexual. But goddamn, no,
that's just the word that came to his mind.
That's the first thing he thought of when he felt an intense rage. Shit, I'm not even gonna bother going to. We played it so many fucking times.
Yeah.
Speaking of enraged and enraging behavior and people who have just personalities that rub a lot of people the wrong way, our friend Frank has died today at the age of. I'm just kidding. He traveled to a Caribbean nation, and he was very nervous about his air travel, and I got an email.
The safest mode of travel on the planet.
I got two messages from him. The first one, we can't not talk about this. The first one is a towel that was put down on the floor, covered with just piles of fucking gray and black. Gray and black fucking hair, just shaved, sheer, clumpy hair.
This isn't on the plane. This is before he left.
This is the first message. This is before he left. He's not bringing a fucking razor on the plane and shaving in the aisle in some sort of a protest. No, he said he had to shear down. He talked about this briefly on I Apologize, episode 3, Personality Clash. If you go to Facebook.com/I Apologize Show, you'll be able to see the exact picture that he texted me.
It's disgusting.
It looks like the floor of a PetSmart groomer. If somebody
Shih Tzu, that's like
no.
White,
somebody
gray,
brought
black.
In like a Norwegian elk hound. That is, it's just clumps of fucking hair. It's just filthy and disgusting. And the problem is, these hairs are so fucking long. They're like three inch long body hairs.
Yeah, I have no idea where this hair is coming from. Like, what part of the Frank?
Oh my god! I just realized. Oh shit! He is. This is fucking even more revolting. If you've seen this picture, you'll notice that there are some hairs that are very curly, and then there are very long gray hairs that are nice and straight. And you may think, oh, God, the curly pubes. But then you'll have to think back to an episode of this show, and I think I apologize, where he pointed out that his hairs, his pubic hair, is straight like a black man with relaxer in the 50s. You know? He has straight pubes, is what he was saying. So I think we're actually looking at his gray fucking pubes here, which is a new fucking twist of the terrible citrus that is fucking Frank's rotten body.
Isn't that like the last place that goes gray?
I couldn't fucking tell you from any form of experience. I don't seek out pornography or imagery of nude old people to know.
Haven't you ever stumbled on an old man and a young woman porn?
But not like salt and pepper bodied. Dude, it's always like the most decrepit, mumrah-looking motherfucker.
They're either all gray or...
Yeah, it's like an albino deer or some, you know, fucking overly tanned, still trying to be young dude. That's what it is.
Props to Randy West.
Oh, Christ. Fucking chicken skin. Banging every fucking new star. New starlet. Jenna Jameson.
He was the Hulk Hogan of the porn industry in the late 90s.
It's really fucking disgusting.
He was really tanned nice. And his skin was sagging. Ugh.
Anyway, enough about all that sexy talk. Jesus, let's leave that behind. He sent me that picture of his body hair that his wife shaved off. He says his wife shaved him down.
I feel so sorry for her.
Why? The fact that she probably had to spend...
I feel sorry for anybody that would have to do that task.
She probably spent 2 hours for cooking and cleaning up after her dinner, only to spend another hour shaving her fucking oblivious, helpless husband, and then cleaning up the fucking mess.
Yeah, and the scary thing is that none of that hair...
You gotta melt that fucking razor down, too, like it's gonna be evidence. She has to have a fucking an acid barrel to just dump that fucking shit in.
Like, anybody that listens to this show, you should go and search for the picture. It's all over the place, but...
It's on facebook.com/IApologizeShow.
There you go.
And while you're there, click like and, you know, leave some comments.
Yeah, you can like Frank's body hair.
No, don't click like on that. That'll just encourage him to send me more shit that he does to himself.
He'll do it anyway.
Need that. Every fall I get a new toenail picture.
Oh God, that's even worse.
Just fell off, and I know it's not the same one. It's always a slightly different picture. Same fucking tortoise shell colored green toenail, but yeah, every time, every fall. Not only that, I didn't get just the image of his terrible hair. I got an email that said, please track, like, because he wanted me to track his flight. He begged me and others, I'm assuming, to track his flight. So he said, please track my destiny.
Not destination.
No, not destination, because he's convinced.
Destiny.
He was convinced that his plane was going to fall out of the sky. He had been, I guarantee you, he'd been rehearsing what he was going to say to his kids. At that fateful moment, they realized that the cabin pressure is just not working out, not holding up.
I'm sure in the moment it would be horrifying for his children.
He'd probably say BFD or DWI.
Yeah, deal with it.
Yeah.
Big fucking deal.
Yeah, him and his fucking acronyms. I think he would just be inconsolable and cruel. I don't think he would be like, let's have a moment before we go. No, he'd probably just be flailing about. Ruining everybody's last seconds, and then poof, there it is. But I did. I watched his flight across the map, and unfortunately, it didn't turn into a red X or a question mark or a frown just shy of his destination.
You got
as I had predicted.
Mark.
It went from A to B, and then I checked later on, and it was going back because it's got to make that run again. So he's there, But while it was going on, I decided it'd be fun to mention him in several live tweets of his flight. I decided to live tweet what I thought his flight should be, if that makes any sense. And I tried to make the hashtag germ plane happen, but it didn't work.
Germ plane?
Germ plane. Didn't work whatsoever. The first thing I wrote was, Right now, the germ freak is seated in a human fluid sponge, breathing recirculated, barely filtered air. I hope he has to piss. Hashtag germ plane. Just now, a male flight attendant handed the germ freak a can of Diet Coke after drying it off on his pants. Hashtag germ plane. These are all scenarios that I really hope would happen. Because a plane is a very disgusting place.
Yes, it is.
When's the last time you've been on a plane, Steve? Been a while or no?
Yeah, it's been a long time. I went to Florida.
Do you have any apprehension whatsoever to it?
I don't like the closed environment of it, which you said, like, because it's basically anybody. You know, when you see... Because what was I just watching? I was watching the Andromeda Strain. It was like a 2008 like miniseries. And basically, they were so scared of planes like leaving an area because that's how, like, you know, pandemics are spread, by planes. So, yeah, like, the thought of being on a plane, I'm more scared of getting sick from being on a plane or getting like a...
But you can't, Steve, because they spray all those industrial fucking... Yeah, Lysol fucking chemicals into the air after every flight and then recirculate it for 2 minutes and then bring on the next set of passengers.
Right.
Yeah.
No, but I think that's bad. It's also bad because you could get like thrombosis, like a thrombosis from going up high.
Yeah, deep vein thrombosis. Just some fucking deposit of cholesterol just shakes loose.
It's a pilot affliction, yeah.
Just shakes loose and then just... drives itself through your fucking brain.
Yeah, and that happens from, you know, if you have, you know, maybe like a, not a blood clot, or, you know, like a congested artery and something gets shaken loose in the plane.
Yeah.
And boom. You could just, you know, you could get
deathly
ill from it. Yeah.
Thwack! That's the sound it makes when it fucking fires through your goddamn vein, artery, whatever, and whacks your brain. Like,
yeah, I think that's a much scarier thing.
Thwack!
Thwack. Then going down. I mean, you go down, you're fucking going to die when you hit the surface of
the
earth.
Can you imagine how... Like, you know how annoying Frank is? Can you imagine how fucking just terribly annoying he would be in a we're-all-going-to-die situation?
I'd just kill him before the situation rolled out. I would just be like, all right, you're so sure of it, and I'll just murder you.
Just give Donna that piece. Just to be able to see it happen.
Like a half smile, like she the just Mona Lisa.
a weight would just be lifted off her shoulders. She would actually just grow like 3 inches.
She'd just let out a sigh of relief.
She'd have Frank. A deep breath, and then a fucking close her eyes, and then just cross her arms, and then just let it happen.
Yep, Calgon, take her away.
That's exactly what it is. I wrote in another couple tweets, I wrote, a minute ago, the germ freak looked across the aisle and saw a portly woman with her sneakers off. She was sleeping with a smile. I tried to really think of situations that I've seen on planes that are just unacceptable in the proximity that would occur next to a seat on a plane.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be worse if Frank by his sneakers off?
Would be the worst thing for everybody else. But I don't give a shit about them. See, Frank would enjoy that they hate his smell. He would. I think he gets like a fucking subconsciously sexual charge out of disgusting people. Whereas if he happened to see some girl just slip off her shoes or something like that with her bare feet, because he said before, like when people are at Barnes & Noble, whenever, you know, the fuck he goes there, or Starbucks, and they're on the couch curled up with their book or their laptop, and they take their fucking shoes off. He hates when they make the public their own spot, like their own comfy space. And it's happening inches from his fucking face. So now, I was doing
I'd love to watch him deal with that.
What do you think a common scenario on a plane would be?
I would always take my shoes off.
That would drive Frank absolutely fucking
nuts. I think that's one of the things I would do. I would always take my shoes off when I went
feet
on the plane.
Swelled, isn't that right? Don't they?
Yes.
Sticking up nice.
Yeah. Yeah, because of the cabin pressure.
Yeah. I wrote that actually since I was doing this, a couple people joined in. Veal Shop wrote a few good ones, I'll say. What he wrote was, oh shit, I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about here. Jesus Christ.
It's hard to follow Twitter sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes it is. Okay, here it goes. Currently, the germ freak is sitting on cloth washed once as it left the factory 19 years ago before it experienced 42,000 assholes.
That's like the George Carlin routine when like you have the plane getting a water landing. I'll never forget.
Clinging to a pillow full of beer farts. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. 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 And every time I get on a plane and I sit on the fucking
These
cushion,
things go back and forth. They're just buses in the sky. That's exactly. All they are. They bring you to the Caribbean. They're bringing people fucking home from the Caribbean. And then they're bringing people back. There is so little downtime. All they can do is just make sure the napkins aren't in the little fucking pouch in front of you. The SkyMall thing is prominently placed. The fucking seat backs are upright. And maybe take a damp rag to the headrest. Maybe.
I don't think so.
Yeah, probably not. They probably just go with the Lysol by the vents, and that's all they do.
Certain airlines, Lufthansa, when I went to Italy.
The Lufthansa heist.
I took Lufthansa from Newark International to Frankfurt, and that was like the long part of the trip. And I got to say, Lufthansa is absolutely the greatest airline I have ever been on in my life. They had that shit. This was in 1999, and they had in the back of every seat, you could see your progress over the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, that's something I saw on when we went to Italy when I was in high school. My family had a trip to Italy. They had a big screen though where they would show the movie, and then
what was the airline?
It was Alitalia.
Oh, Alitalia.
In 1996.
Mario Perillo.
Oh, yeah, Perillo. In 1996, right? We flew home next to a guy who was chain smoking on a fucking plane. There was a dude chain smoking on a fucking plane right next to us.
You know what? Most of my flying experience have been on planes where smoking was allowed. I have traveled much less.
This motherfucker looked at to be the most miserable person ever. Like, I've never seen somebody with a more pained expression. As
that sounds like my grandma. That was my grandma.
Forcing cigarette smoke into their fucking lungs. And then he would look over at us with the free blankets over our fucking faces, blow the smoke out at us, and smile. Like, I've never seen anybody fucking smile. Like, when the Grinch realizes he was an asshole. That type of fucking smile.
Nice.
Just kept going and fucking going and blowing fucking smoke at us and then chuckling and then right back to his fucking misery that he was trying to smoke away. Fucking horrendous.
That was my grandma.
Rauchen verboten. Not on this motherfucking flight. Hell no.
But another thing, when I got to Frankfurt Airport, you get off the plane, the first thing you see is the smoking area in the airport. I was flabbergasted.
Oh, they have that in Vegas. I've seen that there. It's like a corral. Just
it is. Yeah,
plexiglass that used to be see through. Just occasional fucking fingerprints dragged down, like somebody's been pulled out of there. Just fucking
Now it's a translucent brown glass.
Yeah, yeah, like 1970s reading glasses with that brown tint.
The patina.
Yeah. Like Jeffrey Dahmer glasses. That kind of like sepia colored fucking glass. Veal Chop just kind of took this and ran with it a little bit. He wrote, the germ freak just took a deep breath, a deep panic breath of air that's been filtered through the just removed flats of 17 dirty college broads. It was so fucking fun. Just thinking of all the things that he would have to do. Like for example, if he possibly settled in and decided to enjoy the movie, I figured there would be something wrong with that because he has to get a headset because there's no way he had the foresight to bring his own fucking headphones. No
then
way.
He would have to put the headset on his head.
Yeah,
he
so
he wouldn't trust that it was resealed and repackaged and it was new.
Yeah, my Yeah, he would definitely wouldn't do that. My tweet was, movie time. The Germ Freak wants to watch The Internship with Vince Vaughn. So he asks for a headset. He's handed an unpackaged pair with visible ear grease.
It's got grease.
Grease. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, just if you want to see the rest, it's The Veal Chop on Twitter and DJ New Style on Twitter. It was really fun just picking on this motherfucker. I gotta say, he made it, but I hope there was some kind of a complication. I hope it was difficult.
Trust me, you'll hear about it.
We'll see. There's not going to be an episode of I Apologize this week. Oh. But that's not to say that there won't be other episodes on Hear Us Talk. So you need to go to hearustalk.com, review the other shows on the network. They're fantastic. Go to hearustalk.com, check out Truth Time Theater, Bug Zapper Radio, Best in Show Radio, I Apologize, and subscribe on iTunes or whatever the hell else suits your fucking fancy. God damn it all. His sons of bitch bastards. Oh, and while we're at it, heroestalk.com/Amazon. I know I mentioned it, but fuck.
Come on. It's that time.
It is. Black Friday is literally upon us. Oh, we've talked enough about that shit. I can't do it any fucking more.
I agree.
I am glad, however, that I no longer have to buy my parents a TV set. I don't know if I've shared this, Steve, but my mom had probably the shittiest TV that a person with a TV could have.
I don't know. My mom's TV might be up there.
All right. So let me hear something about your mom's TV that makes it so shitty.
It's a Trinitron.
Okay. So that means it's a tube.
It's at least 15 years old, because I don't think they've made Trinitrons in the last 15 years.
Okay.
It's small and it's terrible.
My mom got this TV in 1993 at a Tricky Tray, where it was a fourth
prize.
Is it
in a wooden cabinet?
No, it is. No, it's not. It's not. It looks somewhat modern for a 1993 TV, or like at least average for 93 standards. Okay. But the problem is that the only input it receives is coaxial cable. It has one fucking input.
Nice.
My mom has a DVD player. She has a TiVo. I have to pull some fucking circuit diagram that I drew anytime I have to adjust them. Oh, the DVD player isn't working. Fuck, I have to map the circuit. Map this fucking thing every goddamn time because there's no inputs. So what we had to do...
Just get her a new TV. Amazon.com.
Oh, Steve, you think I didn't fucking ask that? You think I didn't try to get her a new goddamn TV? I said, I'm going to get you a new TV. I don't want a new TV. Why don't you want a new TV? New TVs are great. I like this one. And I said, well, I don't want to work on this one anymore. So when everything breaks on it, then you'll get a new TV. She goes, well, then I just won't use TiVo and I won't use a DVD. I don't need it. I've got
problem
my TV.
Solved.
Problem solved, indeed. The fact is, what we ended up having to do is take an old VCR and hook it up through the cable and use its output as inputs for the fucking TV. Like, use its connections as capabilities for the TV to be expanded upon.
No, but here's what you do.
We basically used it as a splitter. We used a fucking VCR splitter.
No. You don't use the VCR as a splitter. You use the VCR as a link to RCAs.
That's what I'm trying to say.
So you use the splitter before the VCR. So the TV goes to the VCR. The VCR goes to a splitter.
I got HDMI. That's right. And then add a cable box into this, and then a DVD player, and then a fucking TiVo. I swear to God, I had a fucking like an ER diagram of how this shit worked. Just totally laid out. All of a sudden, the VCR is destroyed. My niece shoved a remote control into the tape deck portion of the VCR. It fucking just ruined it.
So I kept reading the remote.
Yeah. So I resigned myself to the fact that I'd eventually have to buy something else because she's not going to get a TV until this weekend, where I got a call and my dad says, I need you to look something up for me.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Okay. Samsung LED 55-inch.
Oh.
Smart TV. And the model number is blah, 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 whatever it is.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, okay, yeah, that looks pretty good. How much? $850. I'm like,
ooh.
Everywhere I'm seeing that, $899. Fucking buy it. Buy it now. Get it. Purchase it. Do it.
Buy it now, bitch.
Buy it now, bitch, which wouldn't be something I would say to my dad.
No, but that was something.
He'd probably make me eat my fucking shoe. Anyway, yeah. So they got it. They finally got a new TV. The old TV is replaced, and now I have exactly what I've been telling her I needed for years, a TV with inputs. So I can hook up all of her stuff, and I go and I happily head over there and I start doing it, and then I get to the TiVo and I realize, oh shit, this TiVo, which, you know, you normally run a TiVo like, it's the thing that you use to watch TV, and it also records stuff. It's the device you're always connected to. At least that's how I've always seen it. So that's how I was aware.
Wait, you use a TiVo as a cable box too?
You run the cable box into the TiVo, and basically, you use the TiVo. Fucking, I don't know, Steve. I don't have a TiVo because I have a fucking. A company sanctioned DVR that I use. I don't need some third party shit.
I gotcha.
So I look at it and I'm like, oh fuck, they have an HD TV now, and this is a standard definition fucking TV.
Oh.
And now my mom wants this shit hooked up. So now I'm stuck. I have to fucking.
But there should be converter boxes out there, no?
There are. Look,
HD to SD.
The inputs are there, but it's gonna be shitty. It's gonna look very bad watching that shit on her new TV.
It's gonna look better than whatever she used to have for her old TV from 1991.
No, it'll look the same. It's just that the same on a new TV that everything else looks good on
looks bad.
Makes it look like shit.
I gotcha.
So I'm realizing now that I think they're never gonna like get some of the stuff that I have to tell them to do. My mom said I hate new TVs because I don't even know where the timer is. Like, well, let me show
what
you
time?
Where. Let me show the sleep timer. Let me show you where the sleep timer is. You hit this. I have to write this down.
Yeah,
so I'm like, I'll write it down for you.
That's my mom to a T.
So you go to menu, you go to system, you go to time, you go to sleep time, and you pick your time, and you hit okay, and it's on. My other TV had a sleep time button on the remote. Like, well, this one fucking doesn't. Do you want the other one? It's enough to piss off the goddamn Pope, Steve. Enough to piss him off.
Not the new Pope.
You know, he likes his TV. New Pope. He knows his shit.
No, he doesn't care about shit.
He doesn't. He thinks that we're living too lavish over here.
He does. He berated trickle-down economics today.
He did.
He says it's the new tyranny of the modern world.
Yeah. And to an extent, I think I agree that it's right for people who have a lot of wealth to share it.
Give back. It's not share it. I'd say just give back.
It's right for them. I think it's right for them to do it. It's the right thing to do to give back, to share. I think it's deplorable when people say that they must.
They don't have to. But yeah. I think it's the right thing to do. I mean, that's the difference.
You showed me a video. And I don't know that I have this link anymore. And I don't know that it's even worth fucking playing.
I could probably find it, but...
I think I have it. This drove me into a rage I couldn't... I have it here.
Oh. That's... That video.
Yeah.
I know which video you're talking about.
Here it is. I'm just going to play this
for you. Good evening. I'm Keith Cates.
I'm Gail Searens. Thank you for joining us this evening. One mother and 12 young children. They have no food, no clothes, no shoes, and no place to go after getting evicted. The Tampa mom says she's asked for help, but to no avail. Did the system fail her? That's what Eight on Your Side wants to know. News Channel 8's Jeff Patterson is...
Did the system fail her?
Yeah.
12 kids.
12 kids. That's
evicted.
That's,
no food, no clothes. Did the system fail her?
That's all. Wait, the first thing you need to know is she has 12 kids. Let that sink in.
Yeah.
And now, did the system fail her?
Hmm. Yeah. Steve, the problem is that they didn't have enough opportunity.
Yeah. Because her husband
gets worse.
Got arrested.
No, it gets worse, Steve. The system failed this lady.
In our Tampa newsroom with a story that has many different turns, Jeff.
Indeed it does, Gail. Angel Adams says her children are a gift from God, but yes. Now she needs help caring for them. Adams is blaming the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office Child Protection Team and others for her problems.
Blaming the people that are helping her for her problems.
In my case, they've been in my life 6 months and I'm homeless.
37-year-old Angel Adams blames the system for her problems, a system of social service agencies trying to help her. Adams has 15 children, 12 who are now living with her in this small motel room. While we were in the room, the children had no food available, no shoes, and Adams says they haven't had a change of clothes in more than 3 days. A concerned employee of the motel called us after seeing her plight. Landlords recently evicted Adams and her children from this Tampa apartment. After discovering she
second?
Was living.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Now, they haven't had a change of clothes in 3 days.
Yeah.
Why doesn't she do the laundry? Because if 3 days ago they did have a change of clothes, that means there's clothes to be cleaned to put on them again that she just didn't clean.
Yeah. I think the clothing thing is not the worst of it. They don't have food. Right? I mean, they don't have food. That definitely is like a fucking... Like, you can
yeah,
live
the
in dirty clothes.
Yeah, but clothes is a non-point. That's a non-point.
What is? Not having food?
No, that they don't have a change
of
clothes.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It's a non-point because she could easily just take all of the clothes and let them soak in a bathtub and then fucking walk away. And then come back, shake them out, and they would be better than they were.
Right.
Yes, I got you.
There with her 12 children. The kids' clothes, books, toys, and furniture are now out on the curb, picked over by scavengers. The building's owners say...
Because they got evicted, and I guess she couldn't take any of the clothing with her.
They gave ample warning to Adams, warnings they say she chose to ignore.
We tried to help them, and I think several other agencies...
Let's skip ahead here.
They've been doing to help. DCF says Hillsborough Kids Incorporated has been helping... by paying Adams
Kids
rent, even providing her furniture. Adams says it isn't enough.
Somebody needs to pay for all my children. And mine and Gary, all our suffering, all our pain. Somebody needs to be held accountable.
Yeah! You! Doo-doo! God fucking damn it! Nothing more than that fucking attitude irritates me. That is the biggest source of my fucking frustration. Somebody needs to be held responsible for all this. The person saying it is the one that should be fucking responsible for it. Why the fuck are you having more kids? Why? Oh, because
for more welfare checks.
And you know what? Let's even take that out of the fucking equation. You've had the children. Why the fuck are you demanding that they be somebody's responsibility?
There's 15 children. Now, she's had 15 children. And meanwhile, most of that video, they keep saying 12.
Yeah.
Well, those are the 12 that are with her.
The 12 that are with her in this room.
Now, let's also... There's something that isn't said in this video so far. She's had three different fathers of the 15 children.
Again, I don't care if she had 12.
No.
I don't give a shit.
One of those fathers... Yeah. What I'm assuming is one of those fathers took the three kids away from her.
Okay.
Because he was probably awarded custody of his three children and said, get the fuck these kids away from her.
Well, there's a point in, and I'm not going to go play the entire video because it's like 10 minutes long.
Yeah,
but there's a point at the end of the video where she goes to court to try and win custody back, and surprise, doesn't get custody back. They interview one of the fathers, and he's like, "Man, that's a shame. That's a shame they're going to foster homes. That's a shame. Motherfucker, it's your kid. It's your fucking kid. What are you doing? You're not homeless, right? Fuck. I don't know. It really fucking irritates me. The fact that it's that people can have this attitude that I don't have something and you do, so you need to give it to me. That's the attitude.
And they also assign a team of social workers to her.
But that's when her downfall happened, right? That's when it all went shit for her.
Yeah.
I don't know, because being in a position where you need a team of social workers probably doesn't mean you're in a great spot. How about that? Your problems probably started before you needed a fucking dream team of social workers.
Remember that they're all being paid by the state, which is funded by taxpayer money.
Of course, Steve.
So as people try to figure out the best route for the kids, let's not mince words. No one gives a fuck about this woman.
Nobody does.
Because
nobody should
ask to be born to her.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. I mean, social workers work for kids, not for the fucking parents.
It just drives me fucking insane. The attitude of, you have more. You have to give. You have to. No, I don't. No, I fucking don't. No, they fucking don't. Should I? Yeah. Should they? Sure, they should. But they don't fucking have to, and there shouldn't be fucking indignance and fucking anger directed towards somebody who doesn't.
Now, this is one thing I'm a big proponent of. It's the idea of zero population growth. If you're a married couple and you want to have kids, fine. Have one child. Or have two children. It's still zero population growth. Two parents, two children, that's it. Don't have three unless you can afford to have three children.
Yeah.
Don't have four children if what they require from society is going to be more than what you make.
Or how about this? So she had 12 kids.
15.
Yeah, that's true. 15. Jesus Christ. 15 fucking kids. If you have kids, maybe you should realize that this is your issue. This is your issue. Exactly. That is your kid. You need to fucking find a way. If you can't find a way, then you need help and you need to get help. Now that part of it I get. Her husband in jail can't provide. Okay, I understand that. People are willing to help her and people are helping her. But she marks that as the source of her fucking plight and then demands that someone needs to pay. Someone needs to pay. Well, yeah, it's you because you didn't pay your fucking rent and that's why you're living in a fucking one-bed motel room. You need to pay. You need to find a way to fucking pay. You can't. So you're stuck. And that is why we don't have fucking kids you can't take care of. I mean,
like, honestly, what's going through her head going from child 14 to 15 and she's pregnant with number 15? What's going through her head?
Somebody's like, got to pay.
Somebody's out there.
Somebody's got to pay.
Somebody's out there ready to pay for me.
I mean, there's warnings for a reason. Like, you tell somebody, hey, you might not want to stick that fucking rusty nail in the outlet because it will kill you. Okay, so if you do and you die, it's unfortunate, but you did it. Hey, you might not want to have 15 kids you can't afford to take care of because you don't make an income and your husband doesn't make one either. So you
she
have 15.
She doesn't have any husbands.
Well, no, she did. Her husband is in jail.
Oh, well, yeah. That's the society's fault for putting him in jail for whatever.
Wrong. And you know what? He's in jail now, right? That doesn't make me think. That doesn't change my opinion here. It really doesn't. They still had more kids than they can take care of. Fuck.
And it's the third guy.
I just can't express. I feel bad for the kids. I do.
The kids, yes. Her, absolutely not. I want to just.
And you know what? At first, I felt bad for her until she started saying, somebody has to take responsibility for this. Somebody has to pay. Fuck you! That's like if I set fire to my fucking house and said, somebody has to rebuild this home. Somebody has to pay for my new home.
Yeah, through gross negligence.
I did this. I made this for my fucking self. I can ask for help. I can request help, seek it out. But somebody doesn't have to fucking do shit for me.
No, but even more accurately, that's like if you were setting fireworks off in your home for your own self-amusement.
Fireworks are great. Babies are good, right?
Yeah, having sex is great.
Yes.
Having sex is great. But, you know, you could be a little careful, like use a condom or, you know, pull out girl's husband.
It just really drove me up a fucking wall. Wait, do you think we were having a good show before that?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we were too. So I'm going to find a way to fucking salvage this. You think I could swing this out of the fucking whirlpool?
Yes. Come on. Come on. Audio editing, I'm going to give it to you. I think you can do some audio editing. You know what? I'll do it.
I think I can pull this out of the way. What do you want to end on? What do we want to end on? What kind of note?
Because we have to fill some time. We're going to go to anniversaries.
Yeah,
I say we go ahead. Fuck it. I'll edit it. I'll do it. I'm telling you, I can.
do you have the software?
Audacity, yeah, I could do it easily in Audacity. I've done it before. I fucking clipped many different. I told you when I was working on my own show, which has never seen the light of day.
You need to put that out there.
Dude, you should see my fucking desktop right now. Hold on, I'm gonna minimize this. I have a podcasting. Oh my god, I have a podcasting folder on my desktop, which has three folders in it. LARPcast intro 1A data, LARPcasting intro 1 final data, LARPcasting intro 2A data, a couple Amazon things, Hut station ID.
So you have like a lot of the production done already.
LARPcasting intro 1 final, LARPcast intro 2A.
So here's what I want to know from you. When are we going to hear episode 1 LARPcast?
I also have Hut Stinger 1A LARPcast intro. Let's see. 1 final.
Don't evade the question, Steve. When are we going to hear episode 1 of the LARPcast?
Maybe in 5 to 7 months.
All right. I think with that, we should probably call it a goddamn episode.
I think
we're going to call it an episode. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. Go to hearustalk.com. Check out the shows. Subscribe. hearustalk.com/Amazon. Make a purchase through Amazon from our site. Go to hearustalk.com/Amazon. Click the link. Make a purchase. You get something nice. You can give it to someone if you want. If you're some kind of a gullible freak, you get it. We get a small cut. Win-win. Is there anything you want to say, Steve?
I said there were 3 folders. There's actually 9.
9 folders indeed. LARPcast coming sometime.
Relatively soon.
6 to 18 months. All right. Have a good one.